Out of here, going up to Idaho, USA, and that'll be Saturday morning, it looks like. We're fairly much on schedule. I guess anything can happen to throw us off schedule, but looking pretty good so far. We've been picked up the trailer today. We're going to be pulling a little trailer, and so we can carry our stuff out of here and back up to our home. And so we've got that, and we're packing and moving boxes and all, and our muscles are sore, and we wish it was over already. But we've got another about day and a half to go before it's going to be over, the packing that is, and then we'll hit the road. So I appreciate all of you out there praying for us that all goes well, and we'll be just cruising along the highway and enjoying our little Attack Yorkies there with us, and loving conversation, maybe a little good music if we can, and praising the Lord for these wonderful months that we truly believe that my wife's cancer is cured, because we just believe it because so many people have been praying for us, and God answers prayers. We know that, folks, and so we're just praising the Lord and just accepting the healing that she's had. And we're going to go forward from here. I want to talk to you tonight about something that's troubling our police and military association. We're seeing more and more people getting prosecuted and good Christian patriots being prosecuted and thrown into jail because of the criminal. And I say criminal justice system. That's a double criminal, isn't it? But understand what I'm saying. It's the criminal justice system, but it's also criminal. And especially when judges and prosecutors get their heads together, and they're both government agents, of course, and they both plan to railroad you into prison. So I want to talk about what the Founding Fathers did to prevent that from happening. And so we'll come right back and talk about these things and why it is so important today that we understand these things and can pass it on to friends and neighbors who might very well serve as jurors when the government grabs you up and wants to despotically railroad you into prison because of your beliefs, love of country, and love of God. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And tonight we're going to talk about your safeguard and the safeguard of your family, your children, grandchildren, and all your friends and relatives. And we're going to talk about the three boxes to start off with that the founding fathers gave us to keep us in control as sovereign citizens. Remember, this government was supposed to be of, for, and by the citizens out there, but of course it is not today. Because we withdrew and left the pot unwatched, it boiled over. And now we're trying to gain control of it again, but the three boxes the founders gave us for the people of America to stay the kings and the queens of this nation, because in earnest, they set up a system where the people were the sovereigns in this nation. Very, very strange idea and concept. In England, the people are basically servants of the government. And in other lands, they're servants of sometimes despotic dictators and sometimes oligarchies. And in England, of course, we know that the people are not called sovereigns at all because they're not. They serve under the king and queen and the parliament. Well, in America, the reason that the Revolution Revolutionary War was fought was for several reasons, but one of them was that the Founding Fathers believed that if we were going to truly have a nation set up on the laws of God and the Ten Commandments and the biblical foundation it was set up on, that there had to be a different system, a new system where the people were actually the kings and the queens of the nation, in other words, the sovereigns. And they would hire those called bureaucrats and servants of the people to serve them in government. We knew we had to have some sort of government, orderly government. And if people don't believe that this was the basis of our government, the Bible, you only have to go to our police and military publication, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, page 30, and we have quote after quote after quote there of the Founding Fathers telling us, the Founding Fathers like James Madison, John Adams, Ben Franklin, George Washington, and on and on and on, that tell us about the biblical foundations that they placed our nation under. All right? And we can go back way further than the Founding Fathers, too, and look at the documents that formed the areas in America before we became even a nation. For example, the New England Confederation of 1643, before America was formed into a nation, we had very many quotes and writings of those that came to this country who were Christians, and they wanted the foundation of this nation to be Christian, and it was based on Christianity and the Holy Word of God. And, for example, the New England Confederation of 1643, one of the quotes there was that we all came to these parts of America with one and the same end and aim, namely, to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was 1643 in the New England area, folks, of this nation, before it was a nation. And James Madison, John Adams, and as I said, many of the founders have quote after quote after quote, quoting the scriptures. Matter of fact, they, I guess all together, there was an investigation done, research done into the Founding Fathers, and I think they came up with about 25% of the quotes the Founding Fathers used in all their writings together, 25-30% were out of the Holy Scriptures and the Word of God, okay? So it's just ridiculous for those in government leadership today to try to convince you, if you've done your research, that this was not a Christian nation, because certainly it was. But anyway, the Founding Fathers, based on the Holy Bible, gave us three boxes to keep control as the sovereign citizens of this nation and not let a despotic leadership take over, be it a single person under a dictatorship, or be it an oligarchy to bring us under a totalitarian system. They protected us by giving us these three boxes. And the first box was the voting box, to where we would vote in these friends and neighbors of ours that would stand up and say, okay, I'll run for mayor, or I'll run for council person, or I'll run for sheriff, or whatever. And even the Congress of the United States and the Senate of the United States and so forth, the governor of states. And we would vote in our friends and neighbors that we trusted. And so the voting box was very, very important, because we, the sovereign people, were able to elect the people that we felt would serve God and serve this republic in the manner that would protect our freedoms and our inalienable rights from God. Well, the second box was the jury box. That under the jury system in America, the people, once again, were sovereign, and the judge was supposed to be a referee. The judge was not supposed to have a high position in the court at all. The jury was the king and queen of the jury, of the trial, and they made the decisions. Well, you see where we're at today, folks. through silent and slow encroachment. Today, the judges, these government agents, are the king's men again, and they've taken control again. And without the people's knowledge of this, the people seem to hold these government agents in black dresses up to high esteem and obey their every word and wish. And, of course, the Founding Fathers never intended that. We're going to talk about the jury system here in just a minute, because I can see down the road, right now, today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, more of you in this audience out here are going to be tried by your peers. And if your peers don't understand their powers and responsibilities as a juror, the government agents, both in the judiciary and in the prosecutor's office, will be able to railroad you into prison because the government doesn't like you for some reason. Okay? So we're going to talk about that. But the third box that the Founding Fathers gave us that none of us really want to think about is the cartridge box, the bullet box. And you see why we don't want to talk about that. But the Founding Fathers gave us that just in case the voting box was removed from us by despots in government. And a lot of you believe, and it's not too far off base, that the voting box has been removed from us today because there is so many tricks and fraud used during elections today that the American people aren't even aware of. One of the biggest coming online is the electronic computer voting machine that has no way of telling how you vote. It'll tell you how you voted, all right, but it can be manipulated from afar or within by somebody breaking into the system and just changing it any way they want to. And the electronic voting machines are very, very dangerous because they will not give you a certified piece of paper that shows you your vote so you can take it away. So it is open to manipulation. But far and beyond that, folks, even today in the paper ballot system that we have in some parts of the nation, and it is the safest of all systems that we should strive to protect, and that's the paper ballot. Yes, it's a little bit more cumbersome than pushing a computer button, but it is much more safe for the totalitarians and for those that would switch your vote and stuff the ballot box and so forth and change the computer voting numbers. It's much safer if you have a paper ballot and you know how you voted and it shows there is a registry of how you voted. Okay? Now, however, remember, I think it was Stalin or Lenin, one of them said, it is not the votes that count, but the counters that count. Okay? Now, Lenin and Stalin knew very well that if you do not have poll watchers, if you do not have count watchers, and that is private citizens that will volunteer their time to watch the count of the vote after you vote, or watch the voting as you vote, corruption can take place. Fraud can take place. And so we heartily suggest and support all across this nation that we keep our paper ballots. Even if you had a few hanging chad, it is much, much safer, folks. Much, much safer. But you must not just go home after you vote. You must participate in being vote watchers and count watchers. And that's what we do in Idaho County, Idaho. And it makes everybody feel much, much better about the box, the voting box that the Founding Fathers gave us. Keeps everybody honest. So, we have in many places in America today, because the people are not knowledgeable about how they can protect the voting box, we have almost lost the clear and precise voting system that gives us a correct count. And we can do something about that. And in places in the United States, people are reacting and beginning to take an active role in standing up and participating in the voting system, the count watchers, and the voting watchers. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Folks, welcome back to the program. And believe me, there's a strong reason I'm talking about this tonight, because more and more people, good patriotic Americans who love God and love freedom, are being prosecuted and railroaded into prison because juries do not know their powers and duties and responsibility, and also cannot recognize when the judge and the prosecutor, both government agents, are working together to manipulate the jury outcome. Years ago, probably 15 years ago now, our Police and Military Association, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, published a whole publication on U.S. judges manipulate juries. And then within about 2 years later, we came out with an addendum to that called U.S. Judges Manipulate Juries, Additional Tactics Used by Government Agent Judges to Corrupt the Trial of a Political Opponent. In other words, those that are politically incorrect, like many of you listening to our program today, who love God and freedom and are willing to stand up and speak out against tyranny and despotism, are the ones they have targeted in the past, the recent past, and are going to target in the future. We had a case just occur just days ago where another person who's an absolute wonderful Christian patriot is the government is trying to railroad that person into prison. And it's going to happen more and more, folks. So I hope you'll pay attention tonight, and you will get a hold of Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter and try to see if we still have the copies, any copies left of the U.S. Judges Manipulate Juries newsletter. And also we have the addendum, U.S. Judges Manipulate Juries, Additional Tactics Used by the Government Agent Judges. Okay? And if you have those in hand, if you're ever called for jury duty and you read those, you're now prepared 100% to go in there and protect the rights and freedoms of those that come before the courts. And that is your duty if you serve on a jury. Now, this is important, folks, because if and when we lose our voting box and we lose the jury box, in other words, we don't know, and the judge comes in and manipulates our brain, as they try to do today, most judges, not all judges, and the prosecutor comes in and forms a conspiracy with the government agent judge to railroad somebody into prison because they're not liked, their politics are not liked, or their religious beliefs aren't liked, or so forth, then you will be prepared to be sure that that does not happen. Because it is still true, if the jury knew the truth and could see all the evidence and could see all the witnesses that the judge withholds, and the evidence that the judge and the prosecutor withholds to manipulate the jury's outcome, the jury's decision-making abilities, if you could just see that that was going on, that these things were being withheld from you, you could vote to acquit that person and be sure, because you know they didn't get a fair trial, that they are not put into prison. And that is a tremendous safeguard. And, folks, that alone can stop us from going to the last box that the Founding Fathers gave us to save our nation from tyranny and enslavement, and that is the cartridge box. Violence, in other words. Violence is appropriate. But we, as the wonderful book put out by Pastor John Weaver said in The Christian and Civil Government, that he needs to reprint, by the way, we're trying to find people to help him reprint his wonderful, very important book, essential book for every Christian home, The Christian and Civil Government. He spells out in there the three ways in which Christians are allowed to resist evil, tyrannical government. There's three ways, and the last one is, and you can't take these out of order. You can't go to the last first, just like the three boxes the Founding Fathers gave us. They followed the Bible. And the last one has to be the cartridge box, that we are allowed to go to force of arms to save our nation, to save our families, and to stop the government from railroading us into the gulag system, as people right now in America are being railroaded into the gulag system here in America. And we don't want that. And so if you will call Republic Broadcasting Network after this program tonight and order a tape of this program and make copies and get it out to your friends and neighbors, we will go a long way in securing the jury box from the despotic judges and prosecutors who are raised up to those positions because they have proven without any doubt that they're willing to shoot their mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'll fall. In other words, total sellouts. And I will say again, I do not want to make any blanket statements. Almost all blanket statements are not true. And that is, not all judges are bad, but a high percentage of them have sold out to the internationalists and will do whatever they're told for their overlords. And we'll be back and we'll get into the jury system here and ram that home once again. And then I want you to get copies of this tape. I want you to get copies of our Aiden Abet Police Military publication so you can help us get the word out to those prospective jurors out around our country.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and there's a lot of thought that has gone into this tonight, and a lot of knowledge has come our way at our two police and military associations in the last months to make us understand that we are losing this nation, and we're losing the sovereign people's ability to get back control of our nation from the despots in the state houses and the federal government. And also in the local governments, too, many places, because the people are uninformed. They have been dumbed down in the schools for 40 years, and now we're graduating our children out of schools where 50% of our children after high school can't even read their diplomas. That's right, and it's not accidental. And also, you not knowing, or most of our listeners probably do know, but I'm saying anybody out there that doesn't know, their duties in the voting box and then being a vote counter and a voting watcher, a vote watcher and a vote counter. This is all part of our duties and responsibilities as Americans to keep things fair and equitable and keep the fraud out, okay? And the same in the jury box. But the jury box is so important, folks, that even if you do get scoundrels that happen to lie to you, like John McCain did to us when he first ran for office, the little guy who alleges that the Vietnamese broke his arms, and that wasn't true at all. He broke them bailing out of his aircraft. But anyway, he lied and lied to us as voters, and we voted him in Arizona, and then he turned out to be an absolute scoundrel and wasn't a conservative at all, wasn't a Republican at all. And so even though you get lied to and somebody schmoozes you into voting for a creep and a criminal, you can always protect the people themselves as a juror by serving in the jury box. And this is so important, folks, because although we should be prepared to use the cartridge box if all else fails, and I mean this is the time, if you haven't done so, to get out and buy good quality weapons and good quality ammunition and learn how to use these items and prepare for a day when maybe, just maybe, we're going to lose the jury box and the voting box, and we'll have to go to force of arms to keep our freedoms and us not being lined up against the wall like Christians are and patriots are across this world, or have been across this world in the 20th century. And even now in the 21st century, we will have to fight physically to protect ourselves and our community and neighbors. But we're talking about how to redress our grievances in a nonviolent fashion yet today, because we haven't lost it all yet. If the people will awaken to their duties and responsibilities to serve on juries and to serve as poll watchers and to serve as count watchers, and to get out and vote and do their due diligence about those they're voting for so they don't get lied to, then we can turn this thing around. So we're talking about jury duty tonight again. Yes, we did some months ago, but it is so important. We're going to talk about it again tonight, folks, and try to have a copy available to you to go down and get a copy to help start the educational process of those you love and care about in your family and your communities. Talk about the jury system just a minute here. Remember that in 1776, we came out of bondage in this nation with faith, understanding, and courage. Even against great odds and with much bloodshed, we battled our way to achieve liberty. Liberty is that delicate area between the force of government and free will of men, Now, liberty brings freedom of choice to work and to the trade and to go out and live wherever one wishes. We have the right to do that. It leads to abundance, and abundance, if made and into itself, however, as we have in this country, will result in complacency. And you see this all around us, folks. And complacently then leads to apathy. And apathy is the let George do it philosophy that so many Americans have today. This always brings us back under dependency when people become complacent and apathetic. For a period of time, dependents are often not aware that they are even dependents on the government. They delude themselves by thinking that they are still free and say things like, we never had it so good, or we can still vote, can't we? Abundantly evident, it diminishes, and dependency, it keeps on diminishing until dependency becomes true natural bondage, slavery, in other words. And we're heading that way, folks, because we no longer understand the protections that we can utilize to keep ourselves free. There are a few ways out of bondage. Bloodshed, if we go into bondage, bloodshed and war often result, but our founding fathers learned of a better way than bloodshed and war, realizing that our Creator God is always above and greater than that which He creates. They established the three-vote system, by which an informed citizen can control those acting in the name of government. To be a good master, folks, we must always remember the true pecking order, or in the military we call it, and also in law enforcement, we call it the chain of command in this nation. Number one, we should never forget, God, the Creator God of heaven, created man. Man, that's you and me, created the Constitution. The Constitution created our governments, limited governments. And government created corporations, etc. The base of power was to remain in we the people, but unfortunately, it was lost to those leaders acting in the name of government, such as politicians, bureaucrats, judges, and lawyers, etc. As a result, America became a function like a democracy. It began to function like a democracy instead of our republic. A democracy, as you may remember, is dangerous because it is a one-vote system as opposed to our wonderful constitutional republic, which is a three-vote system. Three votes to check tyranny, not just one. American citizens have not been informed of their other two votes. Our first vote is at the polls on Election Day, as we've discussed. But what can be done if those elected officials just don't perform as promised or expected? In other words, they lie to you. Well, the second two votes are the most effective means by which the common people of any nation on earth here, have ever had in compelling those appointed to serve them in government. The second vote, folks, comes when you serve on a grand jury. Before anyone can be brought to trial for a capital or infamous crime, by those acting in the name of government, permission must be obtained from the people themselves serving on a grand jury. The Minneapolis Star and Tribune in March 27, 1987 edition noted a purpose of a grand jury this way. The purpose they laid out this way, folks. A grand jury's purpose is to protect the public from an overzealous prosecutor and government. And that's absolutely correct. The third and most powerful vote is this: when you are acting as a jury member during a common courtroom trial, serving on a jury, in other words. Well, folks, this is the point. The buck stops with you as a juror. You're the most powerful person in the whole courthouse. It is in these settings that each juror has more power than the president and all the Congress and all of the judges combined, if you only knew about that power. The judge isn't going to tell you, however. Congress can legislate, they can make laws, the president or some other bureaucrat can make an order or issue regulations, and judges may instruct or make a decision, but no juror can ever be punished for voting not guilty. Well, folks, I have to retract that today. You can be punished for voting not guilty if you don't vote the way the judge wants you to today, but it is unconstitutional and it is tyranny if you are prosecuted for the way you voted. Any juror can, with impunity, choose to disregard the instructions of any judge or attorney in rendering his vote or her vote. If only one juror should vote not guilty for any reason, there are no conviction and no punishment at the end of the trial. Thus, those acting in the name of government must come before the common man to get permission to enforce a law. If we would just remember that, folks, just remember that you are the most powerful person in the nation when you serve on a jury. You have to be fair and unbiased, but you can also exercise great power. And if the law is wrong, you can judge the law as well as the fact, did the person do it or not do it? As a jury and as a juror in a trial setting, when it comes to your individual vote of innocent or guilty, You truly are answerable, folks, only to God Almighty. The First Amendment to the Constitution was born out of this great concept. However, judges of today refuse to inform jurors of their rights. You have to know your rights yourself. Because many judges, folks, most judges in this nation, not all, but most judges in this nation have been appointed because of their politics. And like I say, that they have been proven that they would sell their mother, shoot their mother for a nickel, and take bets on which way she'd fall. Those are the ones that are most of the time promoted in law enforcement, in military, and in the judiciary today. Sadly, but sadly, very true. The Minneapolis Star and Tribune again in the news, in a newspaper article appearing November 30th, 1984, entitled "What Judges Don't Tell Juries," stated this. They said, at the time of the adoption of the Constitution, the jury's role as defense against political oppression and tyranny was unquestioned in American jurisprudence. This nation survived until the 1850s, when prosecutions under the Fugitive Slave Act were largely unsuccessful because juries, the common people, refused to convict and send the slaves back to slavery, even though it was the law. When judges began to erode the institution of free juries in this country, leading to the absurd compromise that is the current state of the law, while our courts uniformly state jurors have the power to return a verdict of not guilty, whatever the facts, they routinely tell the juries a lie, and just the opposite, that they don't have a right to return a verdict on the facts or with any verdict they want, not guilty verdict if they want to, on the facts or not. Further, the courts will not allow the defendants or their counsel to inform the jurors of their true powers. The courts want this power, and they've usurped it from the jurors. The lawyer who made Hamilton's argument would face professional discipline and charges of contempt of court for citing this. By the logic that should juries have the power to acquit a defendant, but no right to know about that power? He said, that was Hamilton. He said, by what logic should jurors have the power to acquit a defendant, but no right to know about that power? The court decisions that have suppressed the notion of jury nullification cannot resolve this paradox, he went on to say. And he goes on even more and says, more than logic has suffered, as originally conceived, juries were to be a kind of safety valve, a way to soften the bureaucratic rigidity of a judicial system by introducing the common sense of the community. If they are to function effectively as a conscience of the community, jurors must be told that they have the power and the right to say no to a prosecution in order to achieve a greater good. To cut jurors off from this information is to undermine one of our most common institutions. Perhaps the community should educate itself. Then citizens called for jury duty could teach the judges a needed lesson in civics. I'll tell you what, this Minneapolis Star and Tribune used to be in the 80s, the 70s and 80s, a good newspaper. Of course, it's been taken over today, and now it's a controlled newspaper. You wouldn't get this article in there today, folks, I guarantee that. We have a little booklet, folks, which is our Citizens Rule Book at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, okay, that has so much of this information in it. You need to have a copy of that little Citizens Rule Book on jury, the jury duties and responsibility. This booklet that we have is designed to bring to your attention one important way our nation's founders provided to ensure that you and me, not the growing army of politicians, judges, lawyers, and any bureaucrats, should rule this nation. The people, the sovereign people, should rule this nation. It will focus in this little book what I'm talking about here on the true powers you possess as a juror, how you got that power and why you have it, and remind you of the basis on which you must decide not only to act according to the facts placed in evidence, but also the validity and application of every law, rule, regulation, ordinance, or instruction given by any man seated as a government agent, judge, or attorney in the case, like the prosecutor, when you serve as a juror. One juror, folks, it is so powerful. It is so powerful to serve on a jury. One juror can stop tyranny in its footsteps with a not guilty vote. A juror can nullify bad law in any case by hanging the jury. And Everett Hale made a great statement I'll give you right after this as we close out the program. But we want you to get these documents from us and learn about your powers and duties. We're going to need it in the future. Sadly, I tell you.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Yes, today, folks, this old cop, Jack McLam, can tell you, having been in probably 100 different trials or more, I never counted during my career as a law enforcement person in the sixth largest state in the United States, sixth largest city in the United States, I learned that the only power that the government agent judge has over the jury is their ignorance. If you don't know what your powers and duties are, believe me, if you have an activist judge and a government agent judge in there, they're going to try to schmooze you and manipulate your brain and have you follow their lead in deciding the jury outcome that perhaps shouldn't have been decided along with what the government agent judge wants you to decide. Keep these Supreme Court cases in mind when you go in for jury duty, folks, because you will probably hear the judge lie to you when the judge tells you in jury selection when you're in to be voir dired and to be talked to see if you're going to serve on a jury. The judge will lie to you many, many times and say, you must accept the law as I give it to you. And sometimes they'll even make you raise your hand and swear to accept the law as the judge gives it to you. Listen to the Supreme Court of the United States when we had some decent judges. The first Supreme Court Justice of the United States in 1789 said, the jury has a right to judge both the law as well as the fact in controversy. Therefore, if your judge tells you that you must accept the law as he states to you, he's lying to you. He wants the power for himself, or she does. Samuel Chase, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, in 1796 said this. By the way, he was a signer of the unanimous Declaration of Independence. He said, the jury has a right to determine both the law and the facts. And Oliver Wendell Holmes, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, 1902, said, the jury has the power to bring a verdict in the teeth of both the law and the fact. And Harlan F. Stone, 12th Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, 1941, said, the law itself is on trial quite as much as the cause which is to be decided. And I could go on and on and on, folks. And just remember this. We're just about totally out of time here. And I want to tell you that we want you to contact Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and talk to our volunteers that answer the phone about getting a copy of this very important Citizens Rule Book. I think it's a couple bucks that we'll send it out to you, probably a little bit of postage and handling, too. Ask if we still have copies of our jury, of our Judges Manipulate Juries newsletter. That was Volume 1, Number 10, a long time ago, but it's still valid today, and also the addendum called U.S. Judges Manipulate Juries, Additional Tactics Used by Government Agent Judges. And you'll be astounded when you go and serve on a jury about how many of these, many times the judge and the prosecutor conspire to manipulate the brains of the jurors without the jurors even knowing about it. Well, folks, we're just totally out of time for tonight. Wish we weren't. We could do more. But I also want to ask you to get a hold of RBN and get a copy of this tape tonight and make copies of it and put it in the hands of your brothers and sisters, the loved ones in your families who may very well be in jury selection, and also neighbors that care about the loss of this very important box, the jury box in our nation today. God bless all of you out there. Say a little prayer for us, because tomorrow we'll have a guest host on with you. I won't be with you, and we'll be hitting the road, working our way back to Idaho. God bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.